Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Gonzo. It's a catchy name that can bring to mind many things. The Muppets' most stunt spectacular furry blue man, Hunter S. Thompson and his stream of consciousness spin on journalism. And now you can add Sacramento's Raul Gonzo to the list and his bright, surreal photographs. Gonzo is a photographer and music director who just landed his first solo exhibit at the Crocker Art Museum. Through stage scenes of everyday life that are both relatable yet unreal, Color Madness goads its audience into thinking about American culture and its idiosyncrasies. Gonzo has also directed more than 400 music videos, including for the Goo Goo Dolls, The Regrets, and even Saturday Night Live's Melissa Villaseñor. He'll be speaking tonight as part of Creativity Speaks at the Urban Hive in downtown Sacramento. But right now, he joins us in the studio to talk about his work. Raul Gonzo, welcome to Insight.
Thanks for having me, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. The recent Sactown feature on you starts by describing your living room. Mm-hmm. For our listeners who haven't read the piece, can you describe your interior decoration? It sounds a bit unconventional.
It's very unconventional. It's what happens when you give an adult money to make his house look like a playground, I think. It's very colorful, like my photography, bright blue walls and antiquated props that are painted to match. And yeah, if you've seen my photography, it just looks like something out of a cartoon.
Sounds like kind of Pee-wee's Playhouse. Is that fair?
Yeah. Just I need furniture that's alive. And it's exactly that vibe.
So you've described your work as retro-futuristic. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's it's funny because the curator at the Crocker, she coined that after I didn't tell her that, but I've always liked that to describe that there's this sort of mid-century vibe about it that also includes a lot of technology that's not really used, or it just has like a weird look to it that I guess you could say maybe the thing is you think of the Jetsons or something. There's always just sort of like, if you were to take something old and kind of, oh, what will that look like? And from the 50s point of view, like, what will that look like in 100 years? And it's, you know, it's not right at all. But
take us back to the start of your artistic career. Who were your early influences and what effect did they have on you?
There's a lot of influences. I was a big fan of, like most kids, cartoons. And for me, that was Looney Tunes. So the Chuck Jones, you know, seeing his style, I think I play with a lot of those same colors and the jokes he had. There's a photo I have of a woman on a chair and a mouse just terrorizing her just by existing. And I think there's a Pee-wee's Playhouse, you know, Pee-wee, Herman, Tim Burton. Those are big influences on me growing up. And nowadays, I think that while those things still do influence me, it's definitely a lot more nuanced. I'm a big fan of cubism and anything that feels retro-futuristic. You know?
All right. Yeah. And when did you start making art, and what were your first mediums?
Well, I started young, like most people do. I was a kid who loved to draw. And then I think as I got older, I drew most of my childhood. And as I got older, I sort of tried out photography and I really liked it. It was just, we couldn't really afford to process film. You know, it was like you take it to 1 hour labs and that was just a bit tricky to do. So it wasn't until I was about 18 and I got my own camera in college that I started shooting 35 millimeter. And then I moved into television and tried to make my own short films, a sketch comedy show. And things just kind of progressed. Always starts with drawing though. I love drawing.
And tell us about your work and your artistic style and how has that developed over time?
Yeah, so my work is very colorful, like I was saying about my living room. Very vivid, bright colors, blocky colors. I have a lot of specific color schemes I use. I like things to feel like they're either from the 50s or the 80s or handmade, so I like practical effects and I like to see that kind of thing. So my work is generally very quirky. It's fashion involved, conceptual. So I might say see something or create something that isn't a real outfit. That just is a lot of fun. And what was the other part of that question?
Just how has it developed over time?
Okay. Yeah. So I think I was really pushing for the color more and more over time. At first I was trying to find colorful things. I was trying to use colorful lighting. And then the big push came about 9 years ago when I decided, oh yeah, I can paint things. I can paint whatever I want just about. And so one of the first shoots, like I think I painted a hamburger all yellow, which didn't work very well, but lots of things like that. And so more and more constructing sets and yeah, just figuring out fun things to paint.
Would you say there's something that's still childlike about your art?
Oh yeah, everything just about.
What is your relationship with that imaginative world of children?
I mean, I think there's, you know, with a lot of things, like I like comedy a lot. I think there's some relief in that. You know, I think so much of our daily lives as an adult is doing adult things. And so it's a nice escape to go back into that kindergarten world and have a little bit of fantasy there to something to laugh about and to feel like, oh, this is so fun. So I think I'd say that's the relationship.
And how do you hope people feel when they see your work?
That I think they hope they feel relief. I hope that they get a good laugh out of it. I do think, you know, there's, it's great when people find some other meaning to it and there's some relationship that they find with it. I've had people express like, oh, this reminds me of my childhood and this and that. And I think I love that part of it. But I do feel like the fact that people can kind of just relax for a minute while they're looking at the art is, that's the thing I hope for the most usually.
Let's talk about your first solo museum show, Color Madness, at the Crocker Art Museum. Tell us about the exhibit.
It'll be open till the 20th of October, and it's going really well. I'm getting a lot of really great feedback, and I think that it's been something sort of that the Crocker has never had before, and they've been very supportive. And everyone there's lots of events going on. Everyone there has just been really great about how much they like the show. Everyone at the museum has been so kind and supportive of making it happen and expressing that. And the patrons there are also, they're so responsive to it and that they're enjoying the show. So yeah, I've really gotten a kick out of it.
And tell me about your career as a music video director. How did you get started making videos and who have you worked with?
I've worked with a lot of people. So, yeah, I think I got started. I was a teacher at the Marysville Charter for Academy for the Arts for a while. And I feel like I had gotten started. I wanted to do music videos, but the students were giving me, they were really harassing me that I just didn't do anything cool, you know, and I was sort of a young teacher. So I was like, I'm going to prove to these kids that I can do something cool. So I'm like, what bands do you like? And I started working with bands they liked. And I found that it was a great format. I really love music, but I'm not a musician. So I signed with a company in Los Angeles. I started commuting back and forth. And yeah, as you mentioned, I worked with like the Goo, like it's hard to name people that people know, but like people know the Goo Goo Dolls. I think, let's see, people know of, one of the singers I work with used to be a member of Panic at the Disco. I work with him a lot. Dallin Weeks, the band he's in is called, I don't know how, but they found me. So I work with a lot of indie bands, upcoming bands. Yeah, tons of that's kind of where the tier I've been on for a long time with record labels.
You'll be speaking tonight as part of the Creativity Speaks at the Urban Hive, where you'll be discussing your creative journey with another artist with a completely different focus of art than your own. Does learning about another artist's approach to their work help you in yours?
Always. I think it always surprises me what people's approaches are, the differences and the similarities in different art forms. The processes are really fascinating, and where people draw inspiration from is also very nice. Yeah.
So what do you hope to talk about? What would you say to help someone understand what they'll be seeing?
Well, I think we're going to talk about how I got started and I guess what kept me motivated, and then maybe some of the doors that I had to kind of open up or get help having opened up, and the path I took. It's obviously different for everyone, but I think that's generally what they're aiming for, is just trying to figure out how did you get started in your art and how did it lead to a career. So I'm going to be discussing that.
Cool. Let's close by talking about your chosen name, Raul Gonzo. So Gonzo was a term famously coined by journalist and fabulist Hunter Thompson.
Yeah.
And it became a sort of meme in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, Gonzo filmmaking was this intense, in-your-face style. And there's a Gonzo Muppet who has these wacky antics and misadventures. What does Gonzo mean to you?
Well, I mean, I was... It was from my original last name, which was just shortened. So it's just my birth name, and that I didn't know anything about. I knew Gonzo the Muppet, but it did feel so fitting when I learned who Hunter Thompson was and what that name was for him, and that the idea of Gonzo is something that's weird. I've always loved the idea of being weird.
Good stuff. Gonzo, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Raul Gonzo is a photographer and music video director who calls Sacramento home. His first solo exhibit, Color Madness, is currently on display at the Crocker Art Museum in Sacramento. He'll be speaking tonight as part of Creativity Speaks at the Urban Hive. We're closing out the show today with one of the music videos that Gonzo has directed. You're hearing California by Melissa Villaseñor. That's Insight for today. You can hear more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Thursday. None of them can match you. Oh, I can sing all the songs.